I would especially like to know about the story that you covered about the orphanage in New York, about the forced AIDS experiments in that orphanage. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
No, sure. You know, if there's a purpose or a fate to anything, I would say that one of the reasons I got brought into this, or one of the things that brought me into it, was this thing that happened in New York. I was told by some activists in New York of an orphanage in New York, and I was put in touch with a woman who had her kids, they were her niece and nephew, taken away because she wasn't giving them these AIDS drugs. Now, the reason she wasn't giving them the drugs was because the drugs, when she gave them, made them, especially the young boy, very, 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 very sick, to the point of total lethargy, stunting of growth, all sorts of really horrible problems. The orphanage that he was taken into was called the Incarnation Children's Center. And this was established in the late 80s, early 90s as essentially an iceberg on a very cold sea. It was a net to grab, to pick up these babies that were abandoned at the hospital from the women who were, you know, doing crack, from these crazy crack addict mothers who were ruining their lives and ruining their children's lives. So there were all these crack babies, and this Incarnation Children's Center was really rescuing them. Okay, that's a good thing, but, you know, from my perspective. But guess what happens? In a couple of years, the AIDS establishment sees an opportunity, and they decide that these aren't crack babies anymore. These are now AIDS babies, and all you have to do to convince anybody is to give them one of these tests. And they decide that they can use these kids to experiment with drugs on, and to shove all of these old, failed cancer chemotherapy drugs that they call AIDS drugs on, and that's what they do, and that's what they were doing. And I went there in 2003, and I went in with my source, whose kids were there, and I saw the kids with the tubes shoved into their noses and into their abdomen, drugs called a drug called AZT, which is called a nucleoside analog. The job of these failed cancer drugs is to stop cell development and growth. And the job is to do it at the genetic level, or to stop protein assembly, and the job is to do that right there in the cell. And these drugs are good at doing that, and they will stop your cells from growing and developing. They'll stop your bone marrow from producing blood, and you'll get anemia, and you'll die. You'll have deformations because the proteins won't assemble correctly. You'll get lumps on your body, and that's what these kids exhibited. And this is what I saw in the orphanage, and this is what I saw in the kids that I knew, and I interviewed a lot of people from there. I interviewed kids from there. I interviewed healthcare workers from there over a period of about 2 years. I wrote about that in a story called The House That AIDS Built, and a story called Inside Incarnation. You can read all these on my website, which I'll give at the end. And I got the same story over and over again. We shove the drugs in the kids' mouths when they're awake, when they're asleep. They throw up all the time. They have diarrhea all the time. They're miserably unhappy with the drugs, but we have to give them because they're life-saving drugs. To which I say, how do you know they're life-saving drugs? You know, they die on the drugs. When the kids didn't want to take the drugs, this was the story that I got from everybody, including the doctor, Dr. Catherine Painter, who ran the place. They get them through tubes shoved into their nose, and if they don't take them that way, they'll take them in for a surgery at Columbia Presbyterian, and they'll put in an abdominal gastric tube, and they'll shove the drugs through the tube. This is apparently standard practice in AIDS care for children. You can find the study from University of California, San Diego, I believe, that says that these tubes can be used to reduce the amount of time it takes to get these kids to take these very poisonous drugs. I don't buy it. I read the labels. The labels say that the drugs stop the development of normal cells, of blood, that you can die taking them, that the kids throw them up when they take them. That's good enough for me. I mean, it's fine with me if an adult wants to take a drug that kills them. I could care less if they have a chance to read the package material. If who am I to stop you from throwing yourself off a bridge? If that's really what you want to do and you feel that it's in your best interest or whatever it is, or if the drugs make you feel better for some reason, then they do, and I wouldn't take that away from you. But these kids had no choice.
Yeah.
And many of them die, and when they die, of course, they call it AIDS. They use thalidomide, a very poisonous drug, on one of the kids because this is a drug now being used in AIDS care. Because it's all, you know, it's insane stuff. And I think people have sort of lost their way, and they're pretty crazy, and I don't know. I don't really understand all of the mentality behind doing this. But that was the story. We made a move, you know, I worked with a company. I mean, there was a BBC documentary that I worked on called Guinea Pig Kids, you know, that was seen by a lot of people and then got buried, I think, because, you know, it's just too ugly. I don't think people want to deal with it.